Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 2nd of April 1972. The title is How to Become Worthy of Praise. How to Become Worthy of Praise. In order to remain constantly beyond, what two things are particularly essential? At the present time, each one of you is making effort number-wise in order to remain in this stage beyond. What are those two essential things through which you can easily stabilize yourself in the stage beyond? There is remembrance anyway, but what are the two aspects even within that? Tell Baba of the two things in two words. Now, you have to put the expansion of knowledge into its essence. Can the Shaktis put the expansion into its essence easily? Relate this from your own experience. The stage of remaining beyond and the stage of being a detached observer are one and the same thing. For that, the two things you have to pay attention to are, firstly, I, the soul, am an elevated, that is, a Mahan soul. And secondly, I, the soul, am at present a guest, that is, Mehman, in this old world and this old body. By keeping in your awareness the aspects of being elevated and being a guest, you will naturally and easily go beyond. Then the attraction that develops by not remaining beyond and through weaknesses and attachments will finish, and you will be able to remain beyond. Whatever ordinary thoughts and ordinary actions you have, because of the influence of old sanskars, will all be transformed by considering yourself to be an elevated soul. By having an elevated awareness, your sanskars, thoughts, words, and deeds will all change. Therefore, by constantly moving along considering yourself to be elevated and a guest, you will become praiseworthy at the present and also on the path of devotion in the future. If you do not consider yourself to be elevated and a guest, you cannot become praiseworthy. Praise, that is, mahima in Hindi, is not sung just on the path of devotion, but throughout the entire cycle you become praiseworthy in one way or another. Those who are elevated in the golden age, that is, those who become world emperors and world empresses, become worthy of praise by the subjects. On the path of devotion, you become praiseworthy in the form of deities, and at the confluence age, when you demonstrate how you perform an elevated task, you become worthy of praise by the Brahmin family and all the other souls too. So, simply by considering yourself to be a soul who is elevated and a guest at this time, you can make yourself praiseworthy throughout the entire cycle. Check whether your every deed and thought is elevated, that is, whether you are considering yourself to be a guest or whether you are simply carrying out your task. Then, attachment will finish. You are not a guest just in this world, but you are also a guest in the building of that body. When you consider yourself to be a guest, attraction to the consciousness of the body and the sanskars that are still there in some form in your awareness will very easily be finished. if you had had a building which you sold for one reason or another, once you have sold that, it no longer belongs to you. Then, although you may still even continue to live in that same place, you would continue to live there whilst considering yourself to be a guest. So, there is so much difference in considering something to be your own and in considering yourself to be a guest. So now, the body which you used to consider yours should no longer be considered to be your own. Would you now say that it is yours? So, that body is now no longer yours. Because you have died a living death, that body is no longer yours. Have you surrendered your body, or do you still consider it to belong to you? The lifespan of that old body has now already finished. According to the drama, that body is still functioning for the sake of the godly task, and therefore, none of you can say that that is your body. The feeling of the body belonging to you has now finished. At this time, the Father has given the soul this body on temporary loan in order to perform actions. Just as the Father doesn't have the consciousness that it is his body, but that he has taken it on loan in order to play a part, so you are like the Father, are you not? By considering it to be your own body, many things will come into that. There are many things included in the word mine. When the consciousness of mine finishes, many of its companions will also finish and you will go beyond. You have taken that body on loan in order to carry out the godly task. That body is not for performing any other task. By moving along while considering yourself to be a guest in this way, your every action will automatically be elevated. Since the body is not yours, then the relations and the things of the body are not yours either. So, constantly move along in this consciousness. Those who move along in this consciousness remain constantly intoxicated. They naturally have their home in their awareness. Not just the home, but the six things you speak of in the introduction of the Father are naturally in their consciousness. Just as when you give the introduction of the Father, you speak of six things in essence in which the entire knowledge is included, you relate that essence in six aspects. So too, if you move along, considering yourself to be a guest, you will have in your awareness the six aspects of your own self. You are named the most elevated Brahmins. Your form is that of Saligrams. In this way, you naturally have the awareness of your home, the time, your task, and your inheritance. The entire knowledge that you have been hearing in expansion for all this time will be put into its essence. Whatever words you use and deeds you carry out will have the essence within them. They will not be without essence. Without essence means wasteful. So there should be the essence of the entire knowledge in your every word and deed. That will only happen when you have the essence of the entire knowledge in your intellect. By constantly staying in intoxication, you will be able to hit your target. If you do not have any intoxication, you will not be able to hit your target. By having the essence of knowledge in your intellect, in six aspects, the entire knowledge is revised. If there is less intoxication, there is fluctuation in the aim. One moment you have intoxication in full force, and the next moment it becomes of the middle level. The lowest stage has now finished. You should be completely ignorant of what the lowest stage is. Then there are the elevated and the middle stages. Because you come into the stage of the middle level, the result and your aim also become the middle level. At the present time, if you look at the stage of your awareness and the stage of service, the result is of the middle level. The majority of you say that your result is not what it should be. The main result of having the middle level is that you have not yet fully burnt the sanskars of the middle period. Because of being under the influence of the sanskars of the middle period, that is, the sanskars of the copper age onwards, the sanskars of body consciousness and weaknesses with which you have been filling yourself, the result is of the middle level. The complaint you make is that although you did not want it, it happened because of having sanskars over a long period of time. So, you have not yet fully burnt the sanskars of the middle period. Doctors also try to destroy the germ of any illness completely. If the slightest trace remains, progeny is born out of that. So, in the same way, when you have the slightest trace of the sanskars of the middle period, although today it is just a trace, tomorrow there would be progeny. Because of being under this influence, you are not able to attain the elevated result that you should. When you ask others if they are content with themselves, their efforts, their service, and their connections with the Brahmin family, they start to think about it. They do say yes, but only after thinking about it, not instantly with that intoxication. You should receive a certificate of contentment from all souls in three subjects: your own efforts, your service, and your connections with others. The certificate you receive will not be some writing on a piece of paper, but you will have the experience of it from each one. In this way, someone who is victorious in keeping the self content and making others content when coming into connection with all souls becomes one of the eight deities, a victorious jewel. In two aspects, you are okay, but in the third aspect, you are number-wise according to your capacity. You are number-wise in every aspect, but to a greater extent in this aspect. If you are not content in any of the three, then you cannot come in one of the eight, that is, one of the elevated souls. In order to pass with honors, you should receive this passport of contentment from all souls. There is something lacking in the aspect of coming into connection with others. In order to pass in the subject of being content and making others content when coming into connection with them, what main aspects should you have? On the basis of your own experience, see why there is discontentment in your connection with others. In order to make everyone content, or in order to make your connections content, or in order to make those in connection with you elevated, the main thing is to have the power to tolerate and the power to accommodate within yourself. The reason for discontentment is that when you discover according to your own reasoning that someone else's words, sanskars, or deeds are not accurate, then your own words and deeds also become like that. And the other soul becomes discontented through this. Seeing someone else's sanskars or words or deeds, you think that it is not right or that it should not be like that. However, in spite of that, if you were to imbibe the power to tolerate and the power to accommodate, then these powers of yours would automatically give that soul the vision of his inaccurate behavior. However, what happens is that, in order to grant him a vision or to make him realize through your words and your features, you also come under the influence of your own sanskars. Because of that, neither are you yourself content, nor are others content. If at that time you have the power of accommodating, then on the basis of this, or on the basis of the power of tolerance, you can avoid these actions. Repeat, you can avoid his actions and sanskars for a little time, and then your powers of tolerance and accommodation can shoot an arrow of contentment at that soul. Because of not having these, there is discontentment. So, when coming into connection with everyone, in order to make them content and in order to remain content, these two virtues and powers are very essential. That is, the power to tolerate and the power to accommodate. It is through these that your virtues will be praised. Although you will not appear to be victorious at that time, you will appear to be defeated. The defeat of this time will put a garland around your neck for many births. So, you should consider this defeat to be a victory. Because of having this weakness, you do not have as much success in this subject as you should have. While having knowledge in your intellect, you should also have the understanding of what knowledge to give someone and at what time and with which method. Sometimes you think that you have given some instructions or corrections to someone, but if it is not the right time, if that soul does not have the power to listen to it, then those instructions do not work like instructions. You generally sow a seed, having seen the ground and also the time, and then there is success. If it is not the time or the ground is not right, then no matter how good the quality of the seed may be, it will not bear fruit. If you want to give points of knowledge or an instruction or suggest a method, then first see the ground and the time. Check the ground, that is, the power of the soul, but also see the time, and then the seed of teachings can give fruit. Do you understand? So, at the present time, the most elevated souls, the Mahavirs, should pay attention to this special effort. This is a sign of being courageous. To keep content those who are already content is not courageous. To give love to those who are loving is not courageous. To cooperate with those who are cooperative is not courageous. However, just as you uplift those who defame you, no matter how uncooperative someone is with you, with the power of your own cooperation to make uncooperative souls cooperate, is known as being courageous. It should not be, because of this reason, this is not possible. This one is not moving forward, and that is why this, repeat, and that is why this is not happening. No matter whether they move forward or not, you can move forward, can you not? You should think that this is also the love of your relationships. If a relative is weak in something, then it is not a code of conduct to leave that one alone because you think that he is weak. The godly code of conduct is that you do not leave alone someone who is weak because he is weak, but you make him strong by giving him power and you make him your companion. You make such a weak soul worthy of taking a high jump. Then you would be called a Mahavir. So, by paying attention to this subject, whatever plans for service are created or whatever points are extracted, then these jewels will begin to sparkle in the jewelry of the plans. Gold on its own is not so attractive from afar, but if there are diamonds embedded in the gold, it attracts others towards itself from a distance. You may make plans, but each of you should put this diamond, which is in the plans, on yourself, and then, when you put the plans into a practical form, you will be successful in spreading the sound you want throughout the whole world. Souls from far away will also be attracted to this diamond. Do you understand? Acha Om Shanti.